From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Congress took a bit of a break today from debating the war in Iraq and how to move forward. Instead, a Senate committee focused on the role that a secretive Pentagon office played in taking the nation into Iraq in the first place. The Pentagon's Inspector General told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the so-called Office of Special Plans had carried out inappropriate intelligence activities. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
For Carl Levin, the Armed Services Panel's new Democratic chairman, the report from the Defense Department's Inspector General was a vindication. It confirmed a report Levin authored more than 2 years ago that skewered the Pentagon's Office of Special Plans, created by Donald Rumsfeld and headed by Douglas Feith. The report concludes that office gave top Bush administration officials assessments not supported by available intelligence, such as asserting there was a mature symbiotic relationship between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. Here's Chairman Levin.
The bottom line is that intelligence relating to the Iraq-al-Qaeda relationship was manipulated by high-ranking officials in the Department of Defense to support the administration's decision to invade Iraq when the intelligence assessments of the professional analysts of the intelligence community did not provide the desired compelling case.
And then Levin added this.
The Inspector General's report is a devastating condemnation of inappropriate activities by the DOD policy office that helped take this nation to war.
Not so, said the former head of that Pentagon policy office, Douglas Feith. In an interview on NPR's Day to Day, Feith disputed Levin's assessment.
What he's saying is wrong and unsupported. The criticism that is being directed now at my former office is because my office was trying to prevent an intelligence failure. We had people in the Pentagon who thought that the CIA's speculative assessments were not of top quality. They were not raising all the questions they should raise and considering all the information they should consider.
But according to Acting Pentagon Inspector Thomas Gimbel, who defended the report before the panel, the problem was not the criticism Feith's office aimed at the CIA. The problem was that the office presented only one side of highly controversial intelligence assessments.
And we don't believe they followed the prescribed intelligence vetting processes, and they had information that went up that was not vetted, and it was not shown to be divergent from the other in these briefing charts. Okay, we think that's inappropriate.
Oklahoma Republican James Inhofe led the effort to refute the report. He asked Gimbel about an Intelligence Committee report that looked at how the CIA viewed Feith's efforts.
All right, then it says some analysts even told the committee that policymakers' questions had forced them to go back and review the intelligence reporting, and that during this exercise they came across information that they had overlooked in the initial findings. Is that what you're saying also?
I'm saying that they went back. It did cause them to go back and look, as I understand, and there was some adjustments made.
But Gimbel also noted that when Feith's group briefed White House officials, their presentation included a slide that was omitted at the CIA, which undercut that agency's skeptical view of ties between Iraq and al-Qaeda. Levin vowed he'll press the matter further.
We're going to be interviewing a lot of folks, including, I hope, by the way, people who have refused to talk to you, because I think we will indeed want to talk to Mr. Hadley. We will indeed want to talk to the Chief of Staff of the Vice President.
That would be former Chief of Staff Louis Scooter Libby, currently on trial for allegedly lying to a grand jury. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.